83% humidity, and whatever was going on, it just got better because our good friend Karen Pickard is here from Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and we're welcoming her in for the Positive Points on Aging. Good morning. I'm so happy to have you back.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be back. I didn't think I was going to make it anytime soon.
Well,
it's been a while.
I was going to say, you've been gone for a little while, and then this morning you were dealing with
traffic.
Traffic, and so...
Yeah. It was nasty up in the Chapin area. There were a couple of accidents, and I hope everybody's okay, but it did slow everything down.
Well, obviously, because, you know, you don't have Brian's breakfast, so clearly...
That's right. I didn't.
Yeah.
So, and it was supposed to be here, and I do apologize, but, you know, maybe next week.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine.
I left almost 30 minutes earlier than normal today just to get breakfast.
I'm more important that you're here, and we're glad to have you here.
Yes.
And our Positive Points on Aging. This is something we do every week from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. I just tackle some of the different things that you're dealing with as caregivers and talk about our care receivers. And this morning, we're talking about hospice, and we're talking about palliative care. And what they are and how they differ and all of that different stuff. And you know, people hear the name hospice, and they immediately think the first thing that comes to their mind is the end is near.
That's right. I got 2 weeks, and they're going to pass away.
Right.
To all my hospice friends who are listening right now, I apologize, because I learned a lot doing this research for this, because I thought I knew everything, and, you know, that's normal for me, but I really don't know much about palliative care at all. And so it was a good experience for me to have to delve into this. And let me remind everybody that one of the kindest thing you can do for your loved ones is be on hospice. Hospice gives an awful lot of support for people who need it. It gives support to the person who is dying, and it also gives support to the people who will be left behind. And a good hospice company will have people who will follow you after the death. But let's talk a little bit about the difference.
Sure.
Hospice care definition is compassionate care as opposed to curative care, and that's a term I never really thought about before. People who are facing terminal illnesses and are diagnosed with 6 or less months to live and based on the physician's estimate of the disease and how it will run its course. Okay, now, I know most doctors will tell you that their crystal balls don't work that great. And I have known people to be on hospice for a very, very long time.
My cousin Bobby was on hospice from the moment he got here, and he made it 14 months.
Right, and that's a long time to be on hospice.
Right.
But you were not treating whatever it was that was the terminal disease.
When he got here, he was in very bad shape, and by bringing him here and giving him a family and starting to take care of him, that led to much, much more time for him and a much higher quality of life. But at the time he got here, I was thinking a month, 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But we don't know. So,
of course not.
You know, don't panic if somebody suggests hospice to you,
because
it's really not a bad thing. Palliative care is a compassionate comfort care, and it provides relief from symptoms and physical and mental stress of ongoing life-limiting illnesses. Palliative care can be pursued as a diagnosis, and you can get curative treatment. If you are a cancer person, you can be on palliative care and continue to treat your cancer. And that's one of the things that people may not understand about it, but it still gives you the support. It still gives you the help that you might need. And that's really important.
Sure.
I'm sure that you found with Bobby that you really did, it benefited you to know that somebody else was coming in to check on him. He was in a great community. They were checking on him, but to have another person come in and look after him was huge.
Well, there's a couple things that stood out with that. I mean, from the very moment we got here, because he was on hospice, he got a specific type of bed that was good for him, with a hospital style bed. That, of course, to rent one of those or to buy one of those is very expensive.
Yes.
Whereas the hospice took care of that right off the top, so it helps immediately with the medical situation. But then the other thing is, you're not going to hear necessarily what's going on inside a facility that you might get from the hospice people, because they're on the outside looking in. And I was able to ask them questions. Hey, did you have any concerns about the way he was being treated, or the way his room looked, or was his bed this, or, you know, how, when you saw him,
That's a good point, because you came in during COVID, didn't you?
Right, I had to call and make appointments every single time I was coming,
right.
So I was never able to surprise them, air quotes. Not that I was looking to catch anybody, but I had to tell them when I was coming every time because of COVID. So the hospice people, on the other hand, they were able to come in, and I was able to ask them questions like, does this look right? Does that look right?
That's a good point.
And so they're kind of like almost like an objective observant.
Right.
And that's a very good point.
Yeah. Palliative care people can do that too.
Sure.
It just having that extra person being involved never hurts.
Right.
Let's talk about eligibility though, because you know, there is a difference of being eligible for hospice and palliative care. Hospice requires two physicians to certify that a patient has less than 6 months to live. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
If I'm misdiagnosing something out there and you guys are listening, y'all can certainly let me know, but that's what my notes said. The palliative care can be begun at the discretion of the physician and the patient at any time.
Interesting.
At any stage of the illness, which is good to know.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, you can transition from palliative care right into hospice, and it's a smooth transition,
right.
That helps too. Palliative care is not necessarily covered under Medicare. So that's something you need to think about too, because you're trying to cure the illness, to keep a balance of the medications. It is not necessarily going to be covered under Medicare.
Right.
Palliative care can be paid by insurance if you have an insurance policy that says it will cover it. It covers any stage of the disease, and it covers all the curative treatments, and it helps with that. And it typically happens in a hospital, which is something I hadn't thought about either. Mm. But, you know, when you're in assisted living, you kind of just go, oh, everything can be done here too. Well, it can. But typically, you're going to see palliative care in a hospital, they say.
And, of course, COVID made everything so different and so challenging for both hospice and for because, again, even with hospice, there were some places that wouldn't let anybody in from the outside unless it was an absolute imminent situation.
Right.
And then hospice was allowed in. But, I mean, there were situations where there was, I mean, for the safety of all the other residents in assisted living,
right?
You know this. I mean, you just had to shut the doors.
We shut the doors, and we were still letting in people that were necessary. Hospice doctors were still coming in, that kind of thing.
It had to be absolutely necessary.
It was absolutely necessary, but they were also suiting up a lot, depending on who they were going to go see. If they were seeing the patient that had COVID, they couldn't cross over to other people.
Right.
We weren't letting people in our memory care unless it was absolutely necessary. But the nice thing about hospice, during a thing like COVID, if somebody was at the end stages, we did allow family members to come in and stay. They couldn't wander around the building.
Right.
But they could go sit in the room with their loved one and be there, which is
good. Which,
of course,
they didn't have that option in hospitals at all.
They didn't.
And that's one of the things we've learned about this experience, was how much damage was done to families by not letting them say goodbye to their loved ones.
And, you know, I don't think you'll ever see that again.
I hope not.
I just can't imagine.
It was brutal.
Horrible. And it was horrible for the staff. Let me tell you, I mean, you've heard us say it before. When we were locked down, it was just an awful experience.
Right.
But let me get back to the services and how they're provided.
Sure.
Because Medicare and Medicaid can cover hospice as well as private insurance. That's very beneficial to know, because hospice does things like, will help you with comfort medications. If you're in a lot of pain, they'll help cover the cost of the pain medications. Like you said, they'll help get equipment for you, whether it's a bed or a bedside commode or something like that, to make it just a little bit easier on the person who has not got much longer to be with us. The prognosis does have to be 6 months or less, but as you just said, it has been known to last longer.
Absolutely.
And I have known people to come off of hospice too, because the families decided that they wanted to treat something and send the loved one to the hospice. They can revoke hospice at any time, and you can go back on it. It does happen. And you can get hospice just about anywhere. Any place a resident or a person calls home can be considered a place for hospice. And that can be in a hospital, too. So you have to remember that it can be an assisted living, a nursing home, your private dwelling, or in a hospital.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the type of people involved. If you get good hospice care, the type of people involved with that are just, I mean, they're angels.
They're angels.
Absolutely angels.
It takes a special person.
It really does. And so I want to discuss that and make sure we send out a collective shout out, if you would, to those that are involved with hospice, because they're just, they're gifts from God during what is usually one of the most difficult times. It's 8:45. Let's get to the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with more on the Positive Points on Aging.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices have slumped this morning, with traders concerned that a flare-up in COVID-19 cases in China and the possibility of a global recession could cut into demand. Delta Airlines will invest in Joby, an Uber-backed air taxi company. Electric taxis haven't been cleared yet to fly passengers, but Delta is betting they will eventually be transporting passengers to and from airports. Teen clothing brand Hollister will let its young shoppers send their online carts to their parents for checkout. Parent company Abercrombie & Fitch is launching a system called Share to Pay. And Amazon's Prime Day event is underway, with competitors Walmart, Target, and others also offering discounts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Businesses don't run on automation or algorithms alone. What powers businesses are your people and the people they serve. At Cintas, your dedicated service reps understand what you need to help you keep your employees feeling safe, comfortable, and performing their best, so your business can too. For workwear, essential cleaning products, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Are you looking for free checking and free savings? Dave Ramsey here, telling you to go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank that's so big they lose the ability to treat you like a human being. At Palmetto Citizens, you're not just a number, you're a member. Join today at any of their 14 locations or at palmettocitizens.org, federally insured by the NCUA.
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road. 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort, and this swollen ankle is no fun. But thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Your biggest fear when calling for services on your AC or heat at the house is getting ripped off. Unfortunately, it does happen. It won't with Sweet Comfort Services. Jeremy and his team take pride in offering free, no obligation estimates. He encourages you to compare Sweet's prices versus others. They're dependable and local. Online, it's sweethvac.com or call Sweet's Comfort Services HVAC at 803-331-8143.
Hi, this is Chad Jordan with the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. Hope you're listening every Friday. I wanted to let you know about an upcoming workshop we're having. If you've ever thought about getting into real estate, we have great news. We would like you to join the pros for a full-day workshop. Learn how to get into real estate with $1, with no credit, with no prior experience. All you need to do is call us at 803-939-8562 or go to our website, palmettorealestatepros.com.
The year is 1971, and Sadeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sadeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SadethAuto.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the all-new Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger. Elevate your taste buds with creamy Chop House aioli, crispy onion strings, and two slices of American cheese decadently layered atop a 100% pure beef patty and served on a toasted brioche bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing. Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John. Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
In the clearing stages of earlier accidents, still seeing those slowdowns, I-26 east at the 97. That one's close to that peak exit. Kennerly Road, have a collision, you're slow, Wingard. Also injuries involved, expect those slowdowns, Dreer Shoals, closer to Village Lane. Assurance Financial. Need a home loan? Then work with a lender who is a proud partner with Gamecock Athletics. With Assurance Financial, you can apply online in less time than halftime. AssuranceMortgage.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Along with Brian Leonard, I'm Kevin Cohen, our guest in studio, as always on Wednesdays, our friends from
Tuesday.
I said Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, push this week long.
Along with Brian, we've got Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It is our positive points on aging. Thank you for correcting me. I really get mad at myself when I make mistakes, but I really appreciate when a listener calls or Brian corrects or you correct, because I just, you know, it's important to be correct. And
I'll push the week along, but I don't want to confuse people.
No. It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is 8:52. We are talking about palliative care and hospice care here on our positive points on aging. And right before we went to the break, I said, you know, at some point before we finish, I want to talk about the absolute angels that are involved with hospice care, because I've experienced it with more than one occasion with more than one person. And listen, it just takes a special person to go into that level of care and that type of care.
It does.
Because rarely does it have a happy ending, and rarely does it have anything but an inevitable conclusion.
Well, and they know that going into it, but it doesn't make it any easier. And there's nothing, hospice nurses particularly, and the caregivers they send out, it's just amazing to me. They do it for years. It's not something that they do for a short period of time. It is a calling, and many of them will tell you that they feel blessed, that they feel that the people that they care for have given them more than they've ever given them. I don't know how you do it. I mean, we struggle at Oakleaf as we watch people who pass along
and deteriorate.
And it's horrible just on a day-to-day basis, but to know that the person you're caring for is not here for very much longer.
Right.
It's really very difficult. And these people are just angels. You're right. It's such a special calling.
Well, and again, I think about some of the things that these individuals will do. Hey, you know, this is a very difficult time for you. I'm here.
Right.
You go rest for an hour. Go take a nap for an hour. Just go get it. You haven't slept in a day.
Yeah.
Right. Go take an hour. I promise I'll come get you if I need to. But in this moment, go take an hour, and I will not leave his side or her side. You know, things like that. That's a gift.
It is a gift.
And then the conversation that I'll read to him, right. I'll sing to him, I'll pray with him. You know, all of those different things they'll do right. in order to bring someone comfort in what might be their last days or hours.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And the goal is for them to make sure that everybody, again, it's family support and it's patient support.
Right.
It's not just for the patient. They help, as you and I were just talking, they help you along in ways that you don't even realize until they're knee deep in
exactly.
it and you're sitting there going, wow, how did they do that? They bring meals to people.
Yeah.
They're
angels.
They are. They pray with them.
Yeah.
The social workers will come in and offer you guidance. Because sometimes people get caught off guard. You know, I mean, usually people have time to plan, but not always.
Right.
And if you're caught with a short notice that your loved one is terminally ill, then there are things that you have to put in place that you may not have thought about doing. And these people can help guide you through all those steps.
Yeah. They're tremendous folks. And they're also very skilled at what they do.
Right.
Very, very skilled. At that. So, I mean, again, I want people to understand that, again, from experience, I'm just saying, if you have somebody and you've got a terminal diagnosis, do look into the hospice situation,
right.
whether it's for today or not for 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, look into it because, again, the level of compassion involved and the level of care is tremendous and just... Nobody should die alone, and nobody should.
No.
You shouldn't be alone after somebody you love dies.
That's real important. I mean,
right.
not everybody has friends
no.
and families. And honestly, I mean, you have a synagogue, I have a church.
Right.
Not everybody does that. And sometimes people are truly alone, and that's not a good place to be when someone you love passes away.
Right.
It's
right.
really not. And again, as I started out, this is a gift you can give to someone. It's not the worst thing that ever happened. Hospice scares people.
Right.
I know I have mentioned it to family members in the past and said, you need to think about hospice. And they're, oh, well, I'm not dying yet. Well, we're all dying, by the way. So let's just plan and get what you need, the services there, and make them available.
Right.
You know, let's talk a little bit, though, about the differences of palliative care and
sure,
hospice.
Sure.
People who can be treated, anybody with a serious illness can be treated by either one of those organizations. You can have help. Will your symptoms be relieved? This is something that scares people. This is not a movie set, folks. Passing away can be very painful.
Sure.
It's, you know, people get agitated, they get scared, they get frustrated, but we can take care of that. You can relieve symptoms and they will do that. Can you continue to get treatment for your illness? On palliative care, yes. On hospice care, no. Medicare, we've talked about, may or may not pay for things. Private insurance may or may not cover things. You are covered under palliative care as long as your insurance will cover it. Hospice is care covered for as long as you meet the hospice criteria of an illness.
Right.
And they recertify people all the time.
Absolutely.
So don't panic that you might not be covered. Where can you receive the care? You can get it for both of these places, companies or systems. You can get it covered at home, in assisted living, nursing homes, or hospitals. There also are things called hospice hospitals that you can go to, and those are wonderful places. There are a couple in town that do an amazing job to help people and to support the families. And sometimes you just can't do it at home.
It's also a gazillion-dollar business these days, and I want people to understand that if you're able to ask someone that's been through it or call Karen
right.
and get a recommendation from somebody, because there are some that are much better than others. There are some that are in it for all the right reasons, and then there are some who
then
just see dollar signs.
Yep.
And that's with every profession in the world.
That's any business.
Of course it is. But I want to make sure that you understand that there are some people who give every industry out there a black eye, whether it's in the priesthood or
yep.
in the radio or the doctors or the lawyers or in hospice. There are some assisted living facilities that are just amazing and great, great people. And then there's some that are in it just for the dollars and take your money.
Right.
So do your homework if you're able to. If not, call someone like Karen
yep.
and get some guidance, because I know you'll steer them in the right direction.
And I know that we use a couple of different companies at Oakleaf, but, you know, there are a lot of good companies out there that
there
we
are.
Don't use. So it's okay. I don't just recommend one or two. I give
right.
you a list.
Well,
and always
again,
good.
If you can't get Karen, then call me because we've
yep.
used hospice before for Cousin Bobby. And again, I will tell you, It is a very good thing to have in your corner
when
you get a terminal illness and you're really just, you need someone to look at and just, if you need to cry, you can cry. If you need someone to hug, you'll hug.
Or laugh, or
whatever it is, whatever it is. The social workers, the nurses, the doctors, they're all beautiful people. The clergy, all of them, very wonderful.
How do
people find out more?
803-808-3477 or OakleyVillageLexington.com.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you,
guys. As always, really important topic for a lot of folks out there. We tackle things here that are not necessarily easy to talk about, but they are important to talk about. So thanks for indulging. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Eric and John are coming up next.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It has been another night of devastating Russian missile strikes on Ukraine, with the southern city of Zaporizhia bearing the brunt of this latest assault. At the same time, we're learning more about the heavy toll taken by Russian attacks earlier this week.
Ukraine's State Emergencies Service say that at least 19 people were killed and over 100 others wounded in Monday's